Dr. Dre, I need a doctor. And before that was Weightless or something. And what was that?
All time low.
All time low. Weightless or something.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. It is 13 minutes past four on Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills.
Hello.
Comic Relief.
What hour is this?
Hour 10.
Yay!
Hi, Scott!
Hello.
You all right?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. You did get a nice bit of colour from that desert, didn't you?
You were that colour before you went, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but it wasn't real. It's real now.
I have a bit more colour today. I think I may have oversprayed.
Oh, really?
Did you burn yourself at all when you did the desert trek?
No.
Oh, that's all right.
No.
Tomorrow night is on the telly, isn't it?
Yeah, 9 o'clock, BBC One.
I've set my reminder.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where are we tomorrow night?
Here.
Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Oh, God.
Not even joking.
Oh, that's depressing, isn't it?
Scott, he went at 8:15 this morning. Dave had a bit of a meltdown.
We started at
6:30, and less than 2 hours in, he went, I don't know if we can do this.
It was just the fact that I felt that I was the only one here who fully appreciated how mammoth this task is.
That's not to think about it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
I agree.
Now I'm agreeing with you.
How's your day been? What have you been up to?
I've been listening to you.
Right.
Watching you a bit on the red button. Watching you try to get Greg's clothes off.
Well, we did really well, but he does owe us a nakedness. He said if we hit £100,000, you'll go naked, won't you, Greg?
Yep.
But he didn't mean it, but he said it.
Right.
Did you see Cornish earlier on from Fern Show?
It's all been going on.
Yeah, where we were kind of saying, oh, if we get this certain figure, will he take his top off? He's like, oh, please don't make me. Oh, I don't want to.
Do you want to see him take his shirt off?
Oh.
Greg, that is.
Greg?
Yeah. Do you want to see him take his shirt off? We made him take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay. If we roll it on, if you're watching on the red button or online, if you watch the screen, then we can roll it in the background at the moment. There he is. Look. There he is. Look at that.
Wow.
What a fine figure of a man.
Mm.
He looks very embarrassed.
He's training to be front cover of Men's Health magazine.
Yeah.
He's got one hairier armpit than the other
we discovered.
His right one has got more hair than his left.
That's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Ellie kind of got bored when she was doing one and went, I don't want to do the other
one. Yeah, can't be bothered.
See what I mean? And then there was us doing a Benny Hill.
A little dance.
Oh, watch me hit the camera.
Missed it.
I ran straight in the camera.
Have you been training today?
No.
No?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And maybe tonight.
You can train tonight?
Mm.
At the gym?
There's a boot camp thing on tonight, which I'm considering going.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, doing like an army boot camp?
Yeah, people just shout at you in the park.
Ooh. Well, people often shout at me in the park, but...
Yeah, but that's for different stuff, isn't it?
Until I got arrested. So what are we doing today, Scott?
Do you want to do stuff?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we don't want to just talk.
Okay.
Hi, Becky.
Well...
Hello.
Hello.
Paul O'Grady's going to come in soon.
Is he?
Oh, I love Paul
really?
O'Grady.
Yeah.
After 4:30.
Oh, well, I've never met Paul
O'Grady.
He won't
come into our show. It's too early for me.
Really?
It's too ruddy early. I'll come on if you're on another time. It's too early.
He always says that every time I see him.
Oh, I would, but it's too early.
Well, that's great that Paul's coming in.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be about 4:40.
Wicked.
Also today, I've been doing my home and away game again, which basically involves me going to a very public place and singing the home and away theme tune
really
loud.
Beautiful.
I like this. I've heard this.
Today was bad. A bad, bad one.
Really?
Yeah, the worst one yet. I know I always say that, but today was really awful.
Do you tell us where it is?
I will tell you nearer the time.
Okay,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Security nearly were called.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And also we can do some innuendo bingo if you like.
I don't really deal in innuendo.
You don't?
It's not really my sort of thing.
I know.
But if you want to play, then
give it a try.
We'll try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have a crack at it.
Mm. Yeah. And we can do, this might be quite hard if you're tired, but we can do word dissociation as well, where you have to, it's like word association.
But the opposite.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few things to do.
I've got a few ideas. Me and Dave come up with a few ideas for today's show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping Lions, right? Me and Dave play Sleeping Lions, and you're the judge.
Mm.
Right.
I've penciled that in from 4:30 to 6.
I've got a game called The Longest Blink.
Yep.
Right. As well, which I thought that maybe we could do running up towards 7:00.
Yeah. Snore or not snore,
mm-hmm.
where you have to work out whether we're snoring or just faking the snore.
Okay.
I'd put that down for 45-minute duration.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, where are they? they're in the pub, and we go to a pub, and you have to guess which pub one? Locally. Yeah. Are we in Hat and Steak? Are we in a Horse and Groom? Yeah.
It's easy.
Stag.
But we can't just be anywhere. It'll be within a half mile radius of the studio.
That wouldn't take that long to work out.
No, not really. Well, yeah.
But then you've got to come and find us and drag us back here. And if you do, you win a pen.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah? Do you like that?
Like, we've got so much stuff to do.
Well, we've got enough time to do it.
Yeah.
You could stay here all night. You could sack off your training and just stay on with us.
Yeah.
We're on with the Jam Man, Mr.
Mr. Jam.
He's looking forward to it.
Jam.
Is Mr. Jam, yeah.
Mr. Jam.
Yeah.
So I'm with him later. All right, well, I'm looking forward to this.
It's going
to
be good.
Have we been on properly before? I've never really been on with you this time of day.
Not really. We did a bit of stuff at Live 8 together.
Right.
That was about it.
Yeah. But this is now all of us. Look
at us.
Beck is here.
One that doesn't speak.
Yeah, the one who doesn't speak. Who hopefully is going to change his name to the one who speaks loads, and so I don't have to.
He won't speak ever.
Really?
No.
Does he ever make a noise? Like if you tried to tickle him or.
You sometimes hear him laugh in the background.
Sometimes. I like the way you said
he
sometimes,
find everything
Becky.
Funny. Right.
Depending on the quality of that day's show.
If it's rubbish, he's just silent.
Does he stay off camera as well? Does he stay away from the cameras?
No, sometimes, he has been known to put
he
a bag on his head.
He tries to, because people say he looks like Sue Perkins.
He does look like Sue Perkins. Oh, no, he really does. Hey, that's a compliment, though. She's a handsome lady.
Yeah. Tell you what, we could take a break from the from raising money for Comic Relief to raise money for an iron for your shirt. Look at that.
It's supposed to look like that.
Well, it looks like I sat on it. All right, well, look, it's going to be a busy little show for the next couple of hours. It's going to be me and Dave.
Hello.
And Scott.
Hello.
And Becky. And the one who doesn't speak. And you, all the way through till 7 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for Comic Relief. Hour 10.
Martin Solvig, Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
Bex in Leamington Spa says, haha, I did actually think, why is Sue Perkins in the studio?
Oh,
loving the
it.
Show. Thank you, Bex in Leamington Spa.
Oh,
hello.
Sue.
Mm. Where's Mel?
I love how you asked him when it doesn't speak a question and he just looks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's nice. But then people can see now. That's a good thing, isn't it? I want to play your home and away game.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, what a great song.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
See how much more you know.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Such emotion.
I'm walking on air just to know you are there.
You are there.
Everybody. Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day. Home and away.
Come on, one more time.
Let me be the one.
How do you know that bit?
The one you can rely on. Closer each day.
Becky?
Home and away.
It's everyone's favourite Australian song.
Right, so...
I didn't realise I knew all the words to that.
Yeah, that's quite scary.
See, you just do, but you don't realise.
No.
It's there.
It is there. It's there. Where is it, Scott?
It's there.
There.
Yeah.
So, what have you done?
Okay, right, so this started as my mate Chris, who saw this sketch on YouTube of a show called Man Stroke Woman, and on the sketch...
Let's play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who were the competitors
hello,
in
darling.
That?
That was always my favourite activity in swimming class.
Yeah. Anyway, on this show, one person started a sing-along on a bus of the Home and Away theme and everyone joined in. Chris didn't realise that they were actors and it was a sketch, it wasn't real.
Right.
So we tried to, you know, see if it worked in real life.
Sure.
So we've been to a cafe, been on a bus, hairdressers, post office, not really with any luck. But
right.
People then ring in to the show and they're on a bus in Exeter or somewhere, everyone sings. I so we're it. Thinking maybe it's a London thing where people just don't,
probably.
Don't sing. So today, me and Chris went to a very famous department store in London, which was very busy, and this is awful. You will cringe.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we
so
go.
Here's the first bit where we're just getting ready.
Okay, we're in a very busy shop, and we're just going down the escalators, and then we're going to give it a go. Really busy. Busiest place we've been by far.
Is this a very, very, very big department store?
Yes.
Mm. Do they sell electrical items?
No.
Right. Okay. Just trying to work out.
I know where it is.
It's good for clothes and stuff.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Mostly clothes, I'd say.
Is it Mr. Byright?
And they have women's and men's sections in this shop.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was very busy. It's always busy in there.
All right.
Because of its prime London location. Mm.
Ah. That's the top location.
The top location. Yeah.
Is the Home and Away theme still going? What are they singing about now?
No, they just
are they still
about
just
everything.
Repeat to fade.
This must be the long version.
Home and Away with you we stay.
All right, so you've gone down the escalators, and did you find your mark where you thought you'd be singing?
Well, there was a bit where we between the men's and the ladies, and we're like, okay, let's just do it here because it was very busy.
Yeah.
There's a brutal security guard staring right at us already.
Where? Over there by the door. Oh no! Oh, it's really scary. Oh no!
So the security at every exit, they all have radios so they can speak to each other. So we positioned ourselves away enough from them, but also near enough to an exit. And here's what happened.
You know we belong together, you and I.
Can I ask a question? I don't know this guy, Chris. What's wrong with him?
What do you mean?
Well, by that clip, is he the full shilling? Like,
You know we belong together.
But what I mean is, you don't receive a grant or anything in order to look after him.
No. Do you have to look after him certain days a week for a few hours?
Yes.
Do you get help from Comic Relief?
No.
Right. Okay. I can just imagine him. Does he stand fairly rigid when he's singing? Because he sounds like
he does. He does until the bit where it gets to "I'm walking on air," and then he'll go "I'm walking on air."
Like that. Okay.
You know we belong together, you and I forever and ever.
Listen, gap.
No matter where you are,
I couldn't bring myself to sing.
You're my guiding star.
It's beautiful, Scott.
And from the very first moment I saw you,
people are starting to look now.
Never felt such emotion.
And now they really look.
But you're really giving it some. You're really giving it some.
To the next bit.
I'm walking on air.
Oh God.
Just to know that you're there. Everyone sings. Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever. Closer each day.
We're going to have to run.
Home and away,
security,
go.
Come on.
Home and away, go.
We need to go. They're following us.
Oh, what's going on?
Are they following us?
Oh.
Cut it up.
Yeah, there's the security.
Is that the security following us?
Yeah. Oh. So good, that went
well. Done,
that
Scott.
Was good.
I really thought they might sing in there. There's loads of like young girls in there. I thought they might go for it.
Not interested?
No.
They didn't join in with the scary, weird man?
No.
Who'd have thought?
I know.
And his mate?
Yeah.
Oh well, next time.
Are you going to do it again for tomorrow's show?
I can do if you want.
Oh yeah. Oh! Yes! I know where! What are you doing tonight?
Oh my God, this is going to be
What are you
amazing.
Doing tonight, Scott?
Tonight.
After the show?
The boot camp.
No, you're not anymore.
Like an army-style boot camp with big scary people to shout. Get them to join in. Perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Two worlds collide in many respects.
I do like them apples.
I can try it, yeah.
Shut up there, Mills!
You know we belong together.
You horrible little man!
You were not forever.
Left, right, left,
Get
right, left,
right, right, right.
Oh, that.
Come
great,
on, you
it?
Big miserable flaming galah. Join in. I like that.
I can try that.
Yeah. Do you like that idea? So is it just you and Chris go and do these things?
Yeah.
So the one who doesn't speak and Becky don't even bother today. They just got the pub.
They just sit in the office and edit the audio when you get back.
Kind of our job, really. Yeah.
I'm walking on air.
Are you sure he doesn't get any money from this Comic Relief?
No,
we don't give him any. Maybe we should.
No special help.
Just to know that you're there. Everyone sing.
Oh,
hold me in your arms.
Lovely.
Don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day.
We're going to have to run.
Home and away. Go.
I think that's how it should.
Home and away. Yeah. Go is brilliant.
Home and away. Go. We've got to run. Anyway, well done, Scott.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, so what we'll do, let's do some news, then play some songs, and we'll come back with more stuff. But I think definitely tonight you should go and do that. Mm.
It's a perfect place to do it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And as well, if you think about it, it kind of gets you out of the training, because as soon as you've sung Home and Away, you'll want to get out of there as fast as you possibly can.
Run away.
And if we're still here and still in charge of our faculties tomorrow, then we'd obviously like to listen to that a lot.
No problem, I can do that for you. Right, anything to keep you going.
Thank you. You'll regret saying that by tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, back with more music with me, Dave, and Scott.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
After Tune It with the News, it's 4:31.
Mainly dry tonight. Northern Scotland and Northern Ireland may get a few rainy patches, though.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Boom. Wet in those areas tomorrow as well, unfortunately. Oh. But it should clear as the day goes on, and it will be dry in most other places. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
You can make London as rainy and cold and rubbish as you want, because me and Dave ain't leaving here.
It's irrelevant to us, Tulip, with all due respect.
It's going to be lovely in London tomorrow. Mm.
Listen, it could be a heatwave tonight with a free Jack Daniel's stall at the end of the road, but it would make no difference to us. Hang on, Scott, sit down. It's only a joke.
Well, it's Paddy's Day tomorrow as well, isn't it? Which we will miss out on.
Are you reading the news tomorrow, Tulip?
I am.
On Paddy's Day?
That'll be interesting.
With me, Dave and Scott?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, why don't we have a little drink to celebrate?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Scott?
Yeah?
St. Paddy's Day.
While on air, yes?
Yeah?
Well, we can't leave, can we?
No.
Are you sure that's advisable at that stage of the...
I think by that thing. Point they'll be so delirious they probably won't notice if they have, like, a quick cough.
See? I like that. So what's your drink of choice, Tulip?
Oh, well, I'll be reading the news, so I've got to be careful.
No, you don't.
It needs to be a small one. Yeah, I'll have a shot of Guinness.
Yeah, I'll have it to have a small one, so I'll have a Jaeger bomb, please.
Right, just a small one.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hi.
Hour 11.
Whoa! Yay!
10 hours we've been on the air doing this show.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
And now we're with the warm bosom family that is Scott Mills and Becky and the one who doesn't speak. It's nice.
We've never been in this studio while you've been on.
A bit weird, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of nice because obviously we listen in the car and stuff, and now here we are.
I go and get food to cook with, not like I don't drive out and get food like every day at 4:10. I go, food! And then suddenly just sit there and bolt upright. Food!
See, I'll listen when I go and pick Nicole up from nursery and stuff like that, and then here we are. Here we are with you.
I listen when, if I drive to get food, where I live in one of those unfortunate places where if you go to the shops after like 4:15, 4:30.
Can't get parked.
No, you can't get back. Because every route to my house is like rush hour traffic route.
Oh, right.
So it doesn't matter, you know, if I go, I'm going to get stuck in traffic. Oh, well. And I'll go and get my food that I'm going to cook and I just sit stuck in traffic listening to you crazy kids.
Thanks.
Yeah. I flip between you and James Whale, I've got to be honest.
But it makes the traffic seem better.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No, genuinely.
That's very kind.
Yeah. And I think as well, if you don't mind me saying so, but as a friend and a colleague and a fellow professional, so much better since Chappa's left. It's just lifted.
You think?
You know, I've got to be I know you were thinking it.
It's a bit lighter, isn't it?
Oh, light and less grumpy.
Bless him.
Hello, Chappers.
He won't be listening.
He's sitting there counting his TV money going, laugh it up, radio boy. Yeah, keep going. What have you got coming up for us, Scott Mills?
Coming up, our guest, Paul O'Grady.
Oh, yay! Paul O'Grady. What time's Paul in?
Soon.
Great.
All right, so Paul O'Grady's coming up, and then maybe innuendo bingo.
Yeah, we'll do that a bit later.
And word disassociation, which I think would be very interesting today. Interesting tomorrow.
Yes.
But it'd be nice to play today.
We should definitely do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, anything that involves mental power tomorrow, I think, would be interesting.
People are expecting us to be so out of our minds, Scott, that this morning, Allard, on our show, came up with a quiz. It was 5 questions. Leo, a man has to cross a river with these 3 things.
Oh,
and
I hate those.
All that. And so, clever little questions. There were 6 cups on a table, blah, blah, blah. But he's going to ask the same... We did questions and answers today. He's going to ask the same questions again tomorrow. And if we're still on air Friday, he's going to ask the same questions again to see if we get any wrong, even though we know the answers.
And this is the benefit of short-term memory loss.
Quite clever.
Yeah, you can actually play time and time again.
Right, if you want to support me and Dave and Scott in our Comet Relief Challenge, you can text the word Chris to 70011. We are raising money for Comet Relief. We're going to have another update shortly. But it is over £100,000 thanks to you.
Amazing.
For being so generous. So on the screen, on the red button, if you're watching, are all the details right there. Text the word, not sex the word. Yeah, you can sex the word you want. Text the word Chris to 70011. It'll cost £1, please. Standard network message charge. The whole pound goes to Comet Relief. Got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms, conditions, and to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Make sure it is 70011 because it's easy to put the wrong digit in and then it is text the word.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is it? Yeah.
So text Chris. Tell me that number in a minute.
Yeah.
Text the word Chris.
I've got a pen.
To 70011. If you do that now, we'll get loads of money. We're on 108,000, so who knows what we can get to by the next update. So, Chris, on your phone, write it, send it to 70011. Thank you very much.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for Comic Relief. Hour 11.
Jesse J had another mic on. Jesse
J, Scott!
That's going to happen more.
What, Scott?
What?
Jesse J!
I'm not hearing your mic. Put your mic on.
Hello?
Put your microphone on.
Hello, now?
No.
All right, Scott?
All right.
Vaccines and Jesse J. There's a combination for you. I'm saying nothing. It is 4:46 on Radio 1.
I've got a new total.
Have you? I'm very excited.
Okay.
What was it? 108?
108,179, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. So now, the total amount which you've raised for Chris Moyles' world record attempt is 116,139.
Now!
Wow. Thank you very much.
So 116,000 and what?
139.
Wow. Brilliant.
Thank
huge
you.
Huge amount of money.
£16,000. Thank you very much. That's very, very good of you. Look at that. There it is.
Woo! Amazing.
£116,000. And let's see if we can, by half five, get it up to £117,000.
Fingers crossed.
But, you know, people are going to start flagging. Thumbs are going to get
tired. Just us.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a guest, Scott.
Yes, we have.
Well, you've got a guest. We've all got a guest. Has he been on your show before?
No, never.
Oh, this is a treat.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on the red button, you'll see him live. So let's walk in the one and only Mr. Paul O'Grady.
Hello,
hey,
how are you? Right,
good to see
you. Well done on that documentary.
It
was fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Paul.
Hey,
Paul.
How are you doing?
I am great.
I brought medication to keep you.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Come and take a seat. Yeah, come and sit down. I'm standing.
Are you going to stand for 50
hours? He always stands.
I like to stand. That's Paul O'Grady, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Look, he looks like... In that coat, looks like someone from the Gestapo.
You're the fourth person today who says that to me. Because this morning I had to do this. It's 50 years of the Avengers, so yeah. I did the Avengers launch, and I was dressed up as Steed.
Oh, nice.
No, went home and got changed. I was getting funny looks. Me and a bowler hat. I can't tell you what I look like.
Just a bowler hat is one of my fantasies.
That's all I had on. Bowler hat and suspenders.
Welcome to Radio 1, Paul O'Grady.
Thank you. Yes, I've never been here before.
We've always wanted to get you on the show, but obviously we're normally on too early, so...
You won't want me in the morning. Nah, it'd be like having a rattlesnake in the studio. I'd make him look like Snow White because I'd kick off. I'd kick off big style.
What time do you get up, Paul, normally?
I don't do morning, Scott, do you not? No.
So
no, I decided to avoid them. You know, and I get off at these sitcoms and the first thing I say is, what time do we start? And they go, about five. I say, stick it. I'm sorry. I didn't go into showbiz to get up at 5 o'clock. I'm a nightclub act, an old club act. Mm. An old habits die hard. I start work at 2 a.m.
Oh, I love that. So if we're going to write a sitcom, me and Scott, we want you to star in it.
We have to film.
Call time, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Finish by 7.
Fabulous.
There you go. Well,
let's do that.
7 the following morning, I could do. I can go all night. If you pardon the expression. No, but you know, no, I can. But I can't go all day. But I'm good of a night. tell me, when do you finish this?
Well,
okay, who knows?
Ideally, if we're going to... 37 hours is Radio 1's longest show.
That was Simon Mayo, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then the Guinness World Record people have said that if we there's a, like a joint, like a team radio show,
yeah,
which is 50 hours. So if we go anything over 50 hours, then we break that Guinness World Record.
Are you going? And you're not going to sit down?
I am going to sit down at some point.
You've been going, aren't you worried at like 4 a.m. you might let something slip with exhaustion?
Do you know what? I think it might even be before then. I think it could be at some point tonight when we've just been sat in this box all day.
Well, you'll forget you're on the radio.
And also, I'm
we not do it on my show? Thanks. What?
Okay, but really? Oh, I'm absolutely delighted to meet
you. How you feeling? Oh, I know what I'd say. Yeah. You'd ask me how you feeling now and I'd come out with it. I'd forget.
Some people may not know, but the character, Lily Savage,
yeah,
God bless her.
Oh, she's still going.
The similarities between Paul and Lily.
There's no similarities.
Oh,
Chris.
Please. The mouth on you when Chris you were doing blankety blank last week with David Walliams. Wow. The mouth
me?
On you.
I tell you what, it was like they'd resurrected a war crime. And I was doing it and I was saying to myself, actually, this used to be primetime telly. Times have changed.
Let me just tell you, this is for David Walliams' 24-hour panel, people. You didn't see it, did you, Scott?
I saw some of it, yeah. Right. But you did blankety blank.
Yeah.
Blankety blank. Paul O'Grady hosted it. It was so apparent watching it that you didn't want to be there.
That you
hate the show.
Hate the show.
Yeah. And let me tell you,
hate it.
He was moaning that he'd done 80 shows and he still couldn't remember the rules. He didn't care. He said, if anybody from the BBC is thinking, going, this is a good idea, let's bring it back, don't. I'm not interested.
Yeah. He said it was one of the funniest things.
You were on
fire.
I
got there and I said,
fire.
Can we have a little rehearsal now? They said, but you know, I said, I didn't know the rules then. They used to hold idiot boards up.
Yeah.
And they said, well, why didn't I? Said, because I hate games. I hate game shows. I go to somebody's house, they bring Monopoly out, so I want to strangle them. And Trivial, all that rubbish. Yeah. I don't mind a good card game for money.
Let me tell you, you were amazing.
I thought I was shocked.
I was watched in awe and laughed for an hour, however long it was. You were amazing.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because I used to, I mean, I liked doing it. When I first did it, I enjoyed the first two series.
Right. Did you do them all as Lily?
All as Lily,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm in all that gear. Imagine two shows a day. They used to film two shows a day. And you're up and downstairs. And I used to say, as the old working girl said, it's not the work that's killing me, it's the stairs.
That's right.
Because I'll be up and down these stairs and fill in the blanks. And some of the contestants talk about thick. I used to want to get them by the back of the head and bang their head on the desk and say, it's staring you in the face, you moron. And they'd say, you take your time. I've got a corset on here. My kidney's moved. It's now behind my shoulder. My left leg is swollen to twice its size and I can't feel my foot. This eye's closing with eyelash glue. You just sit there and deliberate. You take your time. You don't realise what danger you're in here. You know what I mean? It's like they had an anaconda behind them ready to snap.
Do you know what? I would have you back doing that tomorrow. Yeah. It was the funniest show.
No, honestly, I'm hopeless with game shows. Hopeless.
But I loved watching it. I loved watching you go, right, now, what's your answer now? What? What are you saying? We don't do the answer. What, he hasn't given me... I don't know how you do it!
I had no idea.
And more angry. I reckon, Scott, Paul has a very short fuse.
I do. Mm. I'm actually not as bad now.
Really?
No. I used to go, I was a bit Cruella de Vil, I go up like a rocket and come down. But no hard feelings, you know what I mean? I could never hold a grudge. And I'd always, if I was out of order, I'd always apologise. But now, since the artisan, they put me on beta blockers, I go, I'm like a Roman candle and somebody's lit it, but it goes, fizzles out. Yeah. And well, what was all that about?
How is your health? How are you?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been going to gym, would you believe?
No way.
I don't go to a public gym.
Right, sure.
I ain't going in there like Muscle Mary's pumped up with steroids or glaring at me like
Hello.
Olive oil. None of that. So I've got a little set, a few bits and pieces at home.
Nice.
And I, like, you know, stand there.
Do you have a trainer?
Dude, I'm having none of that. I'm not having some nerve. For the Incredible Hulk coming at 7 o'clock in the morning saying, just give me another 10 of them.
Well,
I'm 10.
I can't imagine you responding well to a personal trainer.
I wouldn't, no. 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 I don't, I'm not amenable to discipline. Yeah. I'm really not. Really,
well, that's not what I've heard.
Yeah, that's another story.
So what do you do? You do weights and stuff like that?
I do weights, and wow. I've got one of these power plates.
Oh, really?
Which is fabulous. Well,
those are vibrating things.
Well, when I first got on it, It took off. I was like a Dalek.
Yeah.
And because I hadn't bent my knees, yeah. every filling in my head was rattling. Yeah. And my glasses were doing this on my head.
And then I went on,
yes, it does. You're right. And then I went on a thing on the internet to see what the exercises were.
Right.
And the brilliance. They're
really?
Yeah. I couldn't recommend them anymore.
I used to go to a gym and the changing rooms were downstairs and you knew if somebody was on the power play upstairs.
Because of the noise.
It would shake. Yeah. And they would go, you should go on that. I'm like, and I'm looking at the lockers going...
It's yeah. actually a weird feeling.
You just take all my ornaments down.
Yeah, yeah,
because you get on it, you know, they'd be... Honestly.
How did they work? Do you just stand on it? Or do you have to do...
No, you stand on it and you bend it. You can do press-ups on it right. and all sorts. And you can do your calf muscles, your thigh, your glutes, yeah. as they say in the business.
Hello, Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got one of these belts that you put around your waist because I'm doing sit-ups and it's electric. So I'll be on the phone and I'll go...
the pulses.
Yeah. And I'm on the phone and I'm saying, yeah, I'm just... I'm just having a... And they go, what, you're on the toilet? No, I've got me. I've got 50,000 volts running through him. I mean, I can hear you. But they're good as well. I recommend them too. I'm all right. I don't see why you should have to kill yourself in gyms. I don't believe in it.
No.
No, not at all.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I could just see you with one of them belts on. Oh, are you?
I'm fine. I'm going, you. And I ring Stiller up and she's got one and we're both on the belts.
No way.
And we go, yeah, you do.
You should see if you can time it so that you're both in pain at the same time.
We're slightly out of sync. But it is a bit like torturous and you get a tingling on your side, on your love handles.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there'll be a hell of a tingle on my love handles. All right, well, look, you're going to hang around for a bit.
I will do if you like, yeah.
Paul O'Grady is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
With me and Damon Scott Mills. Who's this, Scott?
It's Eliza Doolittle.
Eliza Doolittle and Pack Up on Radio 1. Oh, Paul's just telling us happy stories in the studio. He's cheering us all up.
Funny stories about pets and animals.
And I'll tell you someone else I don't like. Oh, we should do that later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People you don't like.
The thing with Paul is...
Oh, you're joking. I'll be here for 5 hours.
I reckon there's very little filter there.
Do you know who I'm completely on?
Oh, no, save it.
Stewie from Family Guy. That's my child, Stewie.
Cool. All right, well, listen, more from Paul O'Grady. Thank you for coming in, Paul. First time ever at Radio 1 for Paul O'Grady. And the last time he'll ever be on a show with us, because he never gets up in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't do mornings!
I'm loud. I'll do it, you know, I will. But
yeah, sure.
But you'll hate us forever.
I go home and stick pins in dolls.
We got a message from Paul. Somebody went up to him and said, do you have a message from Chris Moore? It was pretty much, I would come on, but it's too early. I can't get up. And even when he'd finished, they kept recording. He walked, honestly, I can't. I am not a morning person.
I panic.
He just walks away.
I panic. If somebody mentions early mornings, I go, no. What time? You know, like a flight. What time's the flight? 5:15. Oh, I'm not going.
All right. Well, more from Paul in a bit. And keep your text coming in if you want to text us and give us some money for comedy relief. First of all, the headlines with Tulip.
More from us at 5:45.
Thank you, Tulip.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for comic relief.
Hi.
Hi.
Hour 11. Right, there you go, Tiny Temper and Wonderman.
Mm.
And that was...
Alex Gardino,
of course.
Of course it was.
Well, you knew that, Paul.
I knew his mother. She had a chippy in Lowther Street.
I heard that.
Wonderful woman, you know. She'll tell you what, she did mushy peas at a curlier here.
Didn't you go to that chip shop once?
Well, that one?
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to do any jokes? You're not going to do the chip shop jokes? Oh, do your chip shop jokes.
I can't
jokes,
remember though. The chip shop jokes.
Did you walk in and say, have we got any chips left? And she said, yes. And he said, well, you shouldn't have made so many then. Is that...
What?
Hey,
she said, do you want a battered sausage?
No, don't do that one. Don't do that one.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Hiya.
With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Scott Mills for comic relief.
Hello.
Hour 11.
All right, 10 hours, 39 minutes into the show. Paul O'Grady is here. Paul, we're going to ask people to text in and give us some money. Would you help?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Please text in and give money, because I have your address.
Right.
You can't be a threat of violence.
And a posh. And I've got four fellas from Birkenhead outside in a limo, so pop up.
Well, he says a limo.
Gets it.
Yeah. We'd like you to text the word Chris to 70011. The word Chris means it goes into our kitty for this long show. Just write the word Chris. That's all you got to do. Send it to 70011. Even Paul could do it.
Yeah.
70011.
Thank you, Paul.
Text Chris. 70011.
It'll cost £1 plus your standard network message charge, and that whole pound will go to Comet Relief, and trust me, they will spend it wisely. You've got to be over 16, ask the bill payer's permission, full terms and conditions, and to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's all there on the screen if you're watching on the red button or on the website, or if you're listening on the radio, now I've told you. Text the word Chris to 70011, and Paul O'Grady has asked you to do so. Told you to do so.
No, please. Yeah, go on. It's only a couple. Go on, put your hand in your pockets.
I love that.
Just a pound.
Mm. Yeah, just a quid.
Pound.
Thank you very much.
Well, times are hard and friends are few at the moment, aren't they? You know, and getting people to... I'm always embarrassed saying, come on, cough up, because people haven't got a lot of money, have they?
I know. If you can give us a pound, then please do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going out tonight, Wednesday night, if you had enough of the week already and you're going to have a few pints...
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the mood, you know.
Yeah, so am I.
Let's do it.
And I'm in the West End. It's dangerous.
What are you doing tonight? Do you have plans tonight?
No, I'm free and easy.
I've heard you're one or the other.
The thing is, Chris, all the decent places I used to go to, they've all closed. No. I remember when I was waiting in the clubs, there were all these fabulous little clubs that you went to after. Still Jerry's in Dean Street, which is wonderful.
Right.
It's got a very late license. Right. I mean, I used to take dark glasses out knowing that it'd be daylight when I surfaced. Seriously. So I'd be going around in the morning, you know, the glasses on, trying to get a cab. And I'd rehearse it so it didn't come out. So, you know,
I
you've had a few,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the end, I'd just show them the tag around my neck and they'd take me home.
I was saying to Paul just during the last couple of songs, I'd love to go drinking with you.
Wouldn't it be fun?
And even Scott said he'll come out of drinking retirement.
I would love it.
Well, why don't we then go out?
Oh,
you should have done that for Comic Relief, a drinkathon.
Oh, my God.
Because wasn't Gino De Campo the
We'll save Africa single-handedly.
You're telling me.
Gino
and I've got a couple of friends to save a few more continents as well if we brought them with us. Sorry,
Gino. That's right. Gino was talking about Wine Aid this morning, wasn't he?
Wine relief, that was it.
So we should try and hook up with him.
I'll do cider relief.
who do you know that we would know that is likes a good drink with you? Babs, does Babs drink much?
No, Barbara Windsor doesn't touch it. Scylla likes a bevy.
Oh,
yeah,
I bet. Yeah, I have an image of Scylla. I've met her a few times. I don't know her well at all, but every time I met, she's been lovely.
Oh, she is. She's sweet ass.
I would imagine after a few drinks, she turns into a real-life Lily Savage.
No, she doesn't. She's funny, Scylla, though.
And I'll tell you someone else!
No, not far from
really?
It.
Really?
You'd never know Scylla'd ever had a drink.
Oh.
Never in a million years.
The opposite of you, then, Scott.
Yeah, indeed.
No. Apart from when we find ourselves on a bus in Victoria Street, because we can't get a cab.
I did a TV show with her once, and there was champagne on ice all the way
That's
through it.
That's it, yeah. Scylla. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like bubbly. That's the thing.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Does it make you a bit windy?
It gives me indigestion,
too.
And all of a sudden, if I've been drinking it, I go, I've got to go and sit down.
It doesn't do anything for me, actually, either.
No. Or wine. I don't like wine.
Do you not?
No. I'm quite sort of...
What do you drink, Paul?
Cider.
Cider!
And whiskey.
Oh, my God.
Not together.
Shall I tell you what? Going out with drinking with Paul's like going out drinking with a 15-year-old from Leeds at the bar.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Chris, I've got a bottle of cider.
Got a bottle of warm cider here, Chris. Come down to our house and sit in the bedroom, listen to me records.
Oh, I tell you, it'd be a dream
come
true.
We used to do that, and then we'd eat cheese butties to take the smell off our breath, and my mother wouldn't notice as we crept down the stairs. Fuming on the cider.
Remember that time when we went drinking with Richard Bacon? We told this story a few times, and Richard Bacon, his girlfriend at the time, didn't like him drinking.
Yeah.
So he'd come out drinking with us, he'd have a few, and then we'd be like, Richard, you're a bit jarred. What are you going to... She's going to know you're drinking. It's all right. I'm going to tell her I had like a liqueur dessert and that's an alcohol. And you get like that. You're falling all over the place.
He used to eat polo mints on the way home so that she wouldn't smell it on his breath. Yet he couldn't walk in a straight line.
I had the tiramisu.
Yeah. So how many pints of polos did you have, you idiot?
He's doing a slalom down the pavement, but he's got very minty breath.
Is it ricocheting down the road? Yeah. Just
bouncing off walls.
Touching the gatepost on both sides of the street as he goes down. Well, what have you got coming up? What What's
well,
new?
I'm back on telly in April.
On the ITV show?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Do you enjoy that?
I do, yeah.
It's a great show.
It's once a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, so after like the 5 a week, it's a bit of a show. I don't feel I've done anything, you know, because I'm so used to doing the 5.
Yeah.
That you do the one and you go, well, go on then. We'll be doing another one now. Mm. No, that's it for the week.
I genuinely think that you have no idea how good you are on television.
Oh,
I'm telling you. I did the first time I ever went on Paul O'Grady's show, the Channel 4 show, and he's got no talk back in his ear. There's no one telling him anything.
No, I don't have none of that.
And they go,
got
right.
Bert, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bert, God love him. And we're doing the show, and the adverts are on or whatever, and he goes, he leans over, he's talking to me. What are you doing? You're going on holiday. I say I'm going there. And like that. In 5 seconds, four, he goes, although I don't like, the service at that hotel is a bit too... I said to him, I said, are you charging me that for the drink? He can shove it right up here. Welcome back, folks. Welcome. And it's your timing. And I'm like, oh my God, we're on.
We're on, yeah.
And you do it so effortlessly.
I never had an earpiece once. I did this morning for them one morning. And they said, no, you must wear an earpiece. You must wear an earpiece. And I was talking to somebody, you hear this voice in your ear go, ask them about so-and-so. And I'd say, okay.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really strange.
I felt like Doris Stokes. Your voice is in my ear. I couldn't handle it. And I said, I cannot bear this. I'm sorry. Forget it. Well, and also, they sort of rein you in, I think, when they do that.
Oh, I imagine they rein you in.
They try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for coming in to
it's
see
a pleasure.
Us.
And listen, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I might pop in about 3 a.m.
Listen, well, we're here.
Do you know what the Benji B show? Seriously, any time in the next, day and a half or
well,
something.
Well, I'll roll up with a couple of kebabs.
Yeah, pop in.
A case and pop some in. Very dicey company.
Hey, Scott, shall I ask while I'm here?
Go
shall
on.
I ask, shall I ask? I want to ask for Paul's number. I don't have his number. Do you think if I asked...
It's in a lot of phone boxes in the West
oh,
End.
Oh, no, stop.
It is.
I don't know. Well, you've kind of put it out there now, haven't you? So yeah. Might as well go for it.
Now it puts him in the position of going, you can have my number. And if he doesn't want it, he'll just stay quiet.
And the thing is, there are cameras on, so if he doesn't give your
he's staying quiet.
Yeah. I can write it down for you.
Well, hang on. No, don't be careful because his cameras might get it.
Don't stop him! This is my ticket to oblivious drinking this.
I know, but he's going to do a Paddy Keelty on the one show and
did he give his mobile
number? No, he gave away Christine Blakely's
no, he
mobile
didn't.
Number. Yeah, did he's proven that he had it, and he went like that, and they got a shot of it.
And did people ring him Christine up?
Yeah, she got about 1,000 text messages in
Lord.
5 minutes.
Because I was listening there, and the news about, I've had stalkers.
Oh, really?
I had a fella once.
Well, I'm sorry, that was me.
And was that you?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, because I gave him a mouthful, and I had a woman. And this was down in the country, and she'd turn up in the fields, you know, like the woman in black. And I'd be in the kitchen, quite happy, and I'd look out the window, and she'd be there, and it freaked me out.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with
Becky, it. How many times have we told you? Just, you know.
But she had a headscarf and a mac and a handbag, and she'd stand. I know she used to look like she should be at a bus queue, you know what I mean? not in my field.
Maybe she was just lost.
No, she wasn't.
Leave me alone, Trent. I'm only after the number 36.
No, one of my sheep went for her, and she had the nerve to knock on the door and complain. She said, I had a sheep called Christine who thought she was a ram, seriously. And she'd lie in wait for her. She was smart, this sheep. And she'd charge her. She loved not, and she made her day if she headbutted you. And I saw this woman, I thought, Christine's going to have it. And sure enough, here's Christine thundering up the field. And I thought, she's going to get it this one.
Beware of the sheep.
Some people get Rottweilers. He's got a sheep.
Kill a sheep. I had to kill a cow and all, dot.
Is this a cow that used to just walk into your kitchen?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She went because she got a bit frisky.
Right.
And I was filling the trough with water one day. And she, next thing, she's on me back and I'm on the floor.
You don't want that.
And when I came in and I said to the guy who works for me, I said, you never guess what Dot's just done. He said, well, you've still got it. Chris, I was black and blue, seriously. And I thought, no, she's going to kill a walker or a hiker. She'll have to go. So she went to a farmer down the road.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, she's still alive.
We've all had trouble with some of them frisky cows. Have you ever been in Leeds on a Saturday night?
What, Coal Lane? It's very posh now, Coal Lane.
They've done it up.
It's nice.
From my days at the Penny.
Yeah, the Penny's still there.
The Penny's always be there, Chris. The bomb will go off and the penny will be standing.
I'm telling you. Paul O'Grady, so your show's back in April.
Yeah,
and hopefully we're going to go for a night out. Me and Scott and Dave.
Oh, that'd be great.
That. Yeah. Tell you what, we're raising a fortune for Comic Relief that night.
Yeah. Tell us who you were out drinking with recently. This is a brilliant combo of people.
Who was I out with you?
Rita Fairclough.
Oh, we did the show and we had Barbara Knox on, who plays Reese and Corrie and McFly. And we were in the green room till... Oh, God. four or five in the morning. Was it the best night I've ever had?
That's your fantasy evening, isn't it?
It was.
Really?
And to see McFly with Barbara, yeah. You know, they all got on so well.
McFly and Rita together.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was a great night. What a lovely lady.
Right, well, that's it. Well, we'll go out with you, me, Scott, Dave, Rick Astley, and somebody from Emmerdale.
And I bring Barbara up and I get her down.
Yeah. She can drive us.
In the minivan.
Perfect. Yeah. Paul, thanks for coming in to see
us. You're welcome, Chris. Listen, good luck. Yeah, and well done for doing this.
Paul O'Grady on Radio 1 Live. That's the Wombats and Anti-D on Radio 1, which is weird because I have an Anti-D.
Yeah, you do.
And I saw her on Friday night.
How is she, all right?
She's very, very well.
Did
she's
I sit
good.
Next to your Anti-D at your Kieran's wedding?
Dolores?
Yeah, I think I might have done.
Don't call me Dolores, it's Anti-D. She's very posh.
Say hi.
I will do. From Scott. Mm. She'll go, oh, I love Scott.
Is she posh?
Pretend she is. Mm. Sorry, Auntie D. I did. Who do you think you are? I know where you grew up. Notice I'm turning to Paul O'Grady.
You're right.
I don't know where. Hey, I went back to the house where you grew up. House. It was more like a bucket. So, anyway. Right. We've been on the air for 10 hours and 54 minutes. And thank you for all your texts and everything. If you're watching on the red button, by the way, text in and say hello, and maybe we'll say hello to you. If you're sitting at home on the sofa, or maybe you're at work, or wherever you are, if you're watching the show, then send us a little text, 8199, saying, I'm watching, give us your name, and we might say hello to you, which is nice.
If you want to see the photographs, by the way, of the entire day, which is what I'm doing now, just to sort of remember who's been on so far, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, there's all the videos and all the photographs. It's quite interesting, actually.
Gina De Campo is in this morning with us. The Wanted were in with Fern. Richard Madeley came in to see Greg. And then Philip Schofield was driving by and literally came to see us, which is nice. Paul O'Grady's just been in. It's brilliant.
Really good.
I'm having a right.
And have a look at the photos of Cornish from Fern's show this morning, getting his top off in the cafe over the road, which is very odd. Did you see this, Scott?
Yeah.
He's not entirely unwilling in the shirt taking off department.
Not backwards and coming forward. No, he's not trampled by self-doubt when it comes to nudity.
Not at all. Please don't make me do it. Please don't let me do it.
He looks quite at home, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I want to play a game, Scott.
Okay, do you want to do word dissociation?
Yeah. Now, do I need to prepare for it? Do I need to psych myself up for it?
Not really.
Okay, all right.
Do you want Becky to play as well?
Yeah, well, should we play a song?
We'll do a song and we'll
play. And then do a game.
Yeah.
So word dissociation is...
So we each take it in turns to say a word, but your word isn't allowed to have any connection to the last one at all.
So the opposite of the game normally.
Yeah, so if you think someone else's word is somehow connected... Then you buzz in and explain why.
Have you come up with this idea?
It's the one that doesn't speak.
This has got Radio 4 in all over.
But no, it is. I think it is originally from Radio 4.
Oh, really? Mm.
Is it a reworking?
No, boo.
It's a reworking.
I was thinking format money, repeat fees.
Yeah. No, I think it's been done.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not claiming it's new.
Well, just change. Just put three judges on it, and then you can sell it around the world.
Absolutely. That's good.
Yeah.
And if the judge is the one that doesn't speak, if he thinks you're right to buzz in, the person who said it gets a penalty point, 3 penalty points and you're out. That's how we do it. And the winner's the last one standing.
Lovely.
All right, good. Scott, tell me about Wolfgang Dancing with the Devil.
Well, he's 24.
Yes.
And he is, his real name's Max.
Mm.
Debut album's coming out in the summer.
Oh, I like that.
And the album was, not many people know this, was recorded in a barn in New York.
I didn't know
they had barns in New York.
No, they do.
And the barn was in a forest full of bears. Now, I've been to
Manhattan. Drunk?
No.
Right.
This is true. It's true.
There's a barn full of bears in a forest in New York.
And yes. He recorded his album in there?
He did.
What's wrong with him?
I have no idea.
Right, should we play it?
Here's his song.
Wolfgang there.
And that's what happens when you record your music in a forest full of bears.
In New York.
I could hear some bears and forest atmos in there.
I think it really added to it.
Yeah. Have you been a big fan of this Wolfgang for a while now?
No.
Or is it only since you read the notes on that piece
of
paper?
Well, I've been to myspace.com/thisiswolfgang. I've checked it out.
I believe that's got all the information about him and his work.
Yeah, all his tour dates.
And the bears.
On there.
Blimey. So there's no news now. until Newsbeat at 5:45, isn't it?
That's right.
I just want to double check that, because I did this earlier at the first half hour of Greg's show, sitting there talking, chatting away, and then someone nudged me and went, they're waiting to read the news. I had no idea. I just want to double check that Tulip's not up there.
She's not
waiting. Busting for the loo, waiting to read the news.
No.
Dave, hang on. Dave, no yawning.
Hang on, the challenge isn't over when I yawn, though, is it?
No, but you'll get us yawning, and everyone will yawn, and that'll be really bad. It'll be bad. Stop it!
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever, with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for comic relief.
Hi!
Hour 12.
Hour 12.
Scott's yawning. He's been here an hour and a half.
Oh, do you want to hear something funny? So we've got these jingles that go off every hour, building the hours up. So I said to Fern, I looked over her, so I went, I'm queuing the jingle up. I went, Fern, hour 4. So she went, hey, hour 4. You're what? What? You're what, Chris? No, hour 4. Hour number 4, you dippy... Oh, hour 4. No, she thought I was, it was some kind of game. I
got there in the end.
Like our kid. Right, so, what are we playing, Scott Mills?
We're playing Word Dissociation.
Yay!
Everyone says a word. Your word is not allowed to have any connection to the last one at all. If you think someone else's word is connected to the last one, you buzz in. You say why. The one that doesn't speak will decide if you're right to buzz. The person who said the word gets a penalty point. 3 penalty points, you're out. Last one standing is the winner.
Right.
Easy.
So feel free to buzz, even if it's a tenuous kind of link, then, okay, you know, just go for it.
Do I lose a point if I buzz in and the one who doesn't speak says no.
Oh, no. So you can buzz as many times
as
you want.
So that's why you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what's the order then of...
Well, I'll start if you want, and we'll just go around this way.
So there's no time limit?
No, you just got to keep going until someone...
So you, me, Becky, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Goat. Hat.
Milkshake.
Chihuahua.
Tart. Like a cake.
I knew a Chihuahua once who was a bit of a tart.
Right.
Look the sort, don't
no,
they,
they're
sometimes?
Not.
They look the
no,
sort.
Some of them. They've got
what
those
does that
eyes.
Mean? What does that even mean?
Well, those, some of their clothes, they look a bit like, oh.
You
slanty.
See the Chihuahuas at the zoo and you go, little tart.
Yeah.
Do you think they do look a bit
I
odd?
Think some of them
yeah.
look like...
I just want to go to a zoo where there's a Chihuahua.
You, they don't have them in zoos, do they?
It's a tarty Chihuahua. One who doesn't speak, do I get that? No?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Whose turn is it?
You.
Shepherd.
Nose.
Balloon.
Peanut.
I wonder where you were going.
Bear.
Egg.
Ankle.
Wire.
Toothbrush.
Ooh. Dog.
Semolina.
Cat.
Salopette.
Is that sticky stuff you put with your mouth?
Sellotape.
Got carry you. On.
Monkey.
Mustache.
Umbrella.
Ooh. Soup.
Headphones.
Tricycle.
No, buzz.
What?
Because if you're riding your tricycle and listening to music, you'll be wearing headphones.
Yeah, but you know what? You shouldn't be riding a bike and listen to headphones, because that would be bad, because you need to be able to hear the traffic.
That's
but
true.
Quite a lot of people do.
Name 3.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I can see how the listeners get irritated when you're on this game.
Yeah.
No when point. It doesn't speak, so all right.
Okay, we're fine.
Okay, all right.
You're finding this a lot easier than
do
I
you
thought.
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play same time tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And it'll be jam. Marmalade. No, jam. No. Ah, no.
Toast.
Okay, Becky to start.
Marmalade.
Caravan.
No, buzz.
Oh, turn
no,
it in.
Marmalade caravan.
If you say
you
people in
buzz.
Caravans are my own marmalade, that's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Well, what else are you going to have for breakfast?
Right, do you know what?
No,
fine.
I know.
I'm going to get you on everything you say now and do what you
no
do.
No wonder people find you
yes
irritating.
Yes or no, when it doesn't speak. No, I get away with it. Fine. So caravan it is, Scott.
Rope.
Clam.
I'm waiting for you.
Video.
Now, that's a lie, because I know there are a few people at Radio 1, including Will Kinder, that subscribes
no,
to a video
no,
company.
No,
because
no,
he's into
no.
fish and, like, underwater. They have special cameras. No?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right, fine. Sorry. One more go?
Yes.
I like this. So is it me?
Yeah.
And it was...
You can fresh... You just go from...
Beginning.
Okay, tomato.
Leaf.
Badger.
Raindrop.
House.
Crate.
Seagull.
Road.
Cider.
Cigarette.
No, Buzz! They go together, alcohol
what?
And cigarettes.
No, not anymore. Not since the smoking ban.
That's right.
Oh,
you
no.
have to... No, it's...
If you're outside, they do.
The beer garden.
Well, no, hang nonsense. On. I think there was a time when they used to go together more.
3 years ago,
what
you could have had that.
The song, yeah. Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Oh, are you going to give it to her? He's giving
yes!
it to Becky.
Yes.
Oh, go on, you good girl.
If you do enough buzzing, eventually it pays
I'm
off.
Saying that. I'm saying that. Okay, so what word was it?
It
cigarette.
Was cigarette.
And so, Dave?
Hippopotamus.
Now I'm jumping in there, because at this zoo where I saw the tarty...
You saw a
chihuahua.
Smoking
chihuahua. I saw
a
hippopotamus. You know when you go and see the animals and then the big ones are never there?
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, I went around the back, sure enough, by the bins, having a fag. When it doesn't speak? Oh, come on!
Oh, he saw
it. No, smoking hippo.
All right, fine. So, hippopotamus, is it hippo?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Becky? That's not me. No, I'm saying you're next in the thing, in the round.
Yeah.
Traffic lights.
Envelope.
Football.
Duck.
You are?
Duck.
Duck?
Yeah, as in quack quack. Not as in get down.
Fern cotton.
Aeroplane. I'm glad I didn't say bicycle.
Triangle.
Oh! Chris!
Yes.
Because aeroplanes disappear and the Bermuda Triangle.
That's
oh.
one of
oh, come on.
No,
that's a great one.
You look how happy you are.
I am.
Also,
I like this city game.
Triangle would have been connected to bicycle had you said it, because the shape of a frame is a triangle. Also.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. I'm
so, do I get a point for that? Ooh. Okay.
I've
Scott's got
2 points,
two points now.
Yeah.
How many have I got?
None. We've all got none.
So do we win?
Well, Scott, the first person to get 3 years out, so... But we could be going on forever at this rate.
Yeah.
Should we just do it and just... Anything that Scott says, we just jump
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, shall I start? Okay, I'm going to start with... Southampton.
Chav.
Oh, well, hello!
Oh.
Seriously? You think they're not associated?
Your hometown, Scott,
oh,
as well.
No.
How could you?
I didn't... Oops.
I don't want to go into great detail, but I think that's game over, right?
Yeah. Bye, bye.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Southampton.
Good luck when you go home next.
You've done gigs on that retail park.
He's not doing them anymore, I'm telling you.
We'll be able to go to Office World anymore.
No chance. That wasn't where I was thinking of.
Right, Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters and Rope. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks,
bye, Ben.
Ben.
There's Big Boss Ben just telling us he's going home to his family, a sofa, a warm fire and a cooked dinner.
And then asleep.
And do you know what? At this moment in time, the idea of a newborn child who will maybe keep him awake all night...
Let's
actually,
hope so!
It's quite pleasing, isn't it?
It's actually is a bonus from where we are at the moment.
Hey, we can babysit for you if you want.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great idea.
There you go.
Can you breastfeed as well?
Oh, God.
For a price! Whatever that means.
I tell you what, it wasn't a no, though, was it?
No! How rude.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
I've got a new total.
Oh, really? A new total for how much we've raised so far?
That's
I love
right.
that.
So, last time...
Yes, last time.
Last time...
Last time with Scott Mills.
Last time it was 100 and... No.
116.
Yeah, 116,139.
116,139 pounds.
The new total raised by you lovely lot, the Radio 1 listeners, 157,704 pounds.
Really?
That is incredible.
Read that again. 157,704.
That has shot up. That's
really?
That's gone up over 40,000 pounds.
Is that because Paul O'Grady threatened our audience?
Yes.
Yeah, he did threaten them with Mark.
And that's off of Birkenhead. People go, Birkenhead, get texting.
Let's get him back in.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
That's in just over an hour.
Do you know what, Scott? I thought that you were going to give us a figure somewhere in the region of 120,000. 1,000.
Yeah, well, that just shows you how generous my listeners are.
It's amazing.
All right. Do you know, I knew, I tried it with Fern, I tried it with Greg, I didn't think anybody was biting, and now the DJ goes, well, that's because my audience are better than everybody else's. Our listeners are the best.
That's good.
That. All right, okay.
That's brilliant. Thank that's you so, so much.
Well done, Tulip.
Yay. It was brilliant.
Tulip, was that the first news beat you've ever done whilst on the red button?
With a camera right there in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole programme. Greg's occasionally got me to do the 3:30, but that's quite short. But yeah, that's the first one that I've had.
Greg's just been on Twitter, actually, saying you need to improve your posture.
Why does she lean over, Tulip?
Yeah. I'm a bit hunched, aren't I?
Like a little bit.
Can we just have a little look around your Newsbeat studio, if that's okay? Because in the background, behind your head, there seems to be a snake.
Yes.
And in front of you to the right-hand side seems to be some kind of teddy, some other teddy or meerkat something.
That's a meerkat.
Right.
There's a teddy.
But why?
It's like serious news with crazy toys.
I don't know why these are here.
It's like news round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, there's a...
It's like news from the broom cupboard. So,
there's a manky old cow that's gone to the ground.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't it odd? It's not what you imagine Radio 1, is it?
No.
I don't know why they're here.
Are you done now? That's it. Do you get to go home?
I'm going
to
do the entertainment news at 6:30.
I knew that. Of course I did. What am I talking about? Bye.
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 This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hello.
Hour 12.
Yes.
God, no. 11 and a half hours we've been doing this show for, Dave.
Amazing, isn't it? How long have we got left then?
Scott's starting to flag already.
I know.
Since he started at 4.
Scott's done 2 hours, 3 minutes.
He's wondering if we've got any oxygen. Look at that face. Look at him. How good is he? I just had a shower.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
I smell better.
See, no, that's so unfair.
Nice,
I smell I always smell good. I pride myself on smelling good.
You want to come
and sniff
good.
Me? Now you smell come even sniff better.
Me. Come and sniff me. Come and sniff. Girlfriend, sniff this.
That is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do always smell good, to be
that's
fair.
That's how I roll. Huh?
Same shirt, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because I rushed back for the end of Newsbeat, and I get into the studio, and they go, oh, yeah, we'll be about, I don't know, 2 more minutes. Something like that. What? Anyway, so all good. So
I think I'm going to save my refreshing shower for a bit later when I'm starting to flag.
Do you want to know the secret? I rush back from my shower so quickly, I'm currently commander.
Are you?
Are you? Really?
It's good to know.
Oh, yeah, Becky.
That's nice.
Now you've got an image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to sniff me again?
Oh, God.
Right. I don't know what that means.
No.
Next time you
know
see
what? Whatever it means, no, thank you.
No.
And you've got your slippers on.
I know. I love my slippers.
Do you know, I nearly changed my trousers during that Newsbeat break. Because I thought maybe it's time. In our bedroom, I'm currently wearing jeans, but in our bedroom, I brought in 2 different pairs of what I would describe as leisure bottoms.
Leisure wear.
Yeah. And I thought that maybe I should get into them because they would be more comfortable for the nighttime.
It's comfort over style.
I think so.
Right. Well, next time you see me, I'm going to change my shirt for something
Mr. Jam.
More evening
put some
attire.
Pants on.
No, I'm wearing jeans. It's not like I'm naked from the waist down. It's not like this. Hello. Mm. Not that. It is, obviously, but you know what I mean.
But not now.
I'm just currently trying to...
Give me time.
...plan what we have for our tea. Is dim sum a good idea?
Yes. Yeah, you okay, plan bye. Tea. Scott Mills is going to get some innuendo bingo, and we're going to play a few more songs. So thank you.
Play.
There you go. Oh.
Go.
That's not me.
No.
Ready? I've got to get it on the beat. You ready?
It's all fine.
Go.
One, two,
one, two, three, four.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever.
With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hi.
Hi.
Hour 12.
I love that Muse and Uprising before that. Wiz Khalifa and Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
Still here.
Hey.
Still here.
Pretty much. I've changed, by the way.
Are you wearing pants now?
Yes.
Good.
I'm wearing pants. I'm wearing a t-shirt, a new t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all fresh apart from the jeans. I wore the same jeans.
That's fair enough.
But
well, you wouldn't ordinarily change your jeans in the evening anyway, would you?
No.
Well, I mean, not unless you'd had an accident.
Not unless what?
Not unless you'd had an accident.
Why would I? I told you I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, ordinarily,
I have special pants.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to change your jeans.
Can I just say, I'm looking forward. I know this is wrong, but I'm looking forward to Dave getting even more tired.
Do you think?
Yes, because it's things like that will happen all the time.
He's going way faster than me into delirious land, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can just in the last hour of this whole marathon thing, if we even get there, he'll be like this, wooden spoon, treacle, jam. It'd be like playing that game again.
I told you, I'm not a good person for this challenge.
You're really not.
No, I'm really not. And I hope
please have another breakdown. Please,
No, 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 I had my breakdown.
Okay. When's the next one?
I think maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Good. We are doing this for Comet Relief. If you'd like to support us with our Comet Relief Challenge, then here's what you can do. I know we've been saying it all day and we'll keep saying it tomorrow, but we need to get a few more pounds. So text the word Chris to 70011. That's the word Chris. That's all you got to write is the word Chris to 70011. And that'll give a pound to Comet Relief. It costs a pound plus your standard network message charge. The whole pound will be spent by Comet Relief to transform the lives of poor and vulnerable people all over Africa and the UK. Don't forget. Got to be 16 or over. Always have to bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions. And why the hell would you not want to read those?
Sure.
While away the hours? I might read them in the middle of the night to keep myself awake.
I would.
And if you want to donate online, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. All the details are right there. Donate. Text Chris to 70011. Thank you very much. And let's see how much money we can get before the end of Scott's show.
We've done really well today.
Were you just
so
texting, or were you just checking your phone? You had your phone.
I'm texting now.
Are you?
Are you?
What, Comet Relief or your mate?
No.
So you're R7, fancy curry.
So why did you texting your name?
Why do you stay tonight? Oh no, you can't. You've got to go to
army training
and sing Home and Away.
Am I allowed to come back?
Yeah,
man.
I mean, to be honest with you, we welcome all the visitors tonight.
Scott, we're here all night.
Yes, you are.
Do you seriously think that we're going to turn away some, you know, different company?
Okay. Well, I thought you might have had enough after the 3 hour.
No.
No.
By the way, my pick-me-up girl has arrived. Hi, Edith.
Hi.
There you go. I don't know if you organised one for yourself, Dave, but...
she'll be here in an hour.
I booked in Edith a couple of weeks ago, and I thought we might be doing this challenge. Yeah. She's just going to perk me up.
Where do you want me to start?
Sorry?
Where do you want me to start?
Where or when?
Both.
Just round here, 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, just round there. Yeah. So, don't spit your drink, Scott.
Oh, which leads us on very nicely to our next challenge.
Done.
Oh, thank you.
Link.
What a link.
Like that. What a link, Dave.
Oh, thanks.
That's brilliant.
Thanks.
So we're gonna play Innuendo Bingo.
Beautiful.
What happens is Dave and Becky will sit opposite each other.
Yes.
And they will put water in their mouths.
Beautiful.
Then you will hear some clips of some things that sound a bit rude off the TV or off the radio.
Lovely.
The challenge is to keep water in your mouth, or if you find the innuendo funny, what normally happens is you spit the water out, normally over the other person.
Radio 4 will go for this.
They will.
They will go for this.
They just don't know about it yet.
Innuendo is not something that we normally trade in.
But, no,
but
me neither.
You know, because it's your show.
Yeah, Dave's normally... Dave doesn't like innuendo. No. He said that he doesn't like anything mucky coming out of his mouth.
But do you not?
No.
In your endo. Yeah.
So, innuendo bingo. He's going, Scott. Let's just bail out.
Okay, good.
Let's play... Is this Scott's record of the week? Scott,
yeah.
Let's play your record of the week.
It's good, this. It's Snoop Dogg and David Guetta.
Thank you. Right, that's a good song, Scott Mills, your record
thank
of
you.
The week. Your
Don't
man.
Thank me. Thanks, Snoop Dogg.
Wow. Yeah, what's up, Scott, man? Snoop Dogg and that's how he talks. Don't laugh at me. What are you mocking me for?
Nothing, I'm not. Yeah, don't get paranoid now. Yeah. A bit tired.
Yeah. What's your problem? Right, Snoop Dogg, Sweat, that is Scott's record of the week on Radio 1. I'm very excited about this next feature.
Okay.
So am I, because I'm taking part.
If this makes you laugh, if you're in your car going home, if you're at home, if you're on the bus, if you're still at work, wherever you are, if this next feature makes you laugh, it is worth a text to 70011 with the word Chris. If you send the word Chris to 70011, that's a pound Comet Relief. If this makes you laugh, please text Chris to 70011 and we could make a fortune, especially if Becky spits in Dave's face.
I don't want that to happen.
I
might wake you up.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, if you play the music, I'll do the intro.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
Have you got a voiceover agent?
No.
You'd be good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I don't think I could keep that up for long, though. Okay, so...
innuendo bingo!
Here we are. So, Becky and Dave are now sat opposite each other. You can watch this online or on your red button.
Beautiful.
Okay, and they're both going to put some water in their mouths, and then they will hear some clips of innuendo. They're all classic ones that we've played before.
Oh,
but they're brilliant.
Oh, no. Please tell me the Cliff Richard one isn't in there.
The Cliff one isn't there.
Good.
Okay.
So Dave's going to get drenched if that was the case.
Yeah. And also, Becky says that she's never been soaked before.
Dave, have you ever heard the Cliff one?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, can we put that one in as well, please?
Oh, you got it now. Now you've got to.
Okay, we'll do it.
We are going to raise a fortune in the next 10 minutes.
We need to. Come on. If you find this funny, then text Chris to 70011. Okay, the challenge is to keep the water in your mouth. Obviously, if you spit it out, it will go over the other person. Okay, so take the water in your mouths. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and... Okay, that's a good mouthful there.
Oh, this is going to go all over the place. I love this.
It's not even funny yet, Becky. Yeah. Not even funny yet. Okay. Now, the first clip... Right, compose yourselves, otherwise it's going to go wrong.
First, spit at him. Oh! Hang on!
Already?
Have you gone already, Becky? Oh.
Hang on, she spat early. Nothing's even...
Dave, you swallowed! Dave, no. Come on!
Yeah, but that's fine because she nearly spat.
All right, start. All right, stop. Start again.
Okay.
Compose yourselves, get
take
a fresh...
Some fresh water.
Yeah,
fresh
take some water. Fresh water, get a mouthful, love, okay. And then we'll play the game.
What is what? Funny?
What's happened? How can you do it already?
Because you just... Oh,
I didn't say... What did I say?
Nothing funny.
I said nothing. Get a grip, so love.
Sorry. Right. She just spat all... I'm not kidding. She
I'm
just
sorry,
spat
Dave,
all
sorry.
Over me.
Right.
All over.
Okay, we haven't even started the game.
Okay.
Text the word Chris to 70011 if this is funny, and we're going to make a fortune.
Yeah. Okay, right. Sorry, so, Dave, fresh water, please.
Right.
And let's play the...
Take
first.
A mouthful of water, Dave. Becky, you do the same. We will not say anything innuendo.
Right,
Gabe, get on with it, Dave. I know we're on for 58 hours, but Scott's going out tonight. He's training with the army.
Okay.
And some big men coming around to hurt him.
Here's some our first bit of innuendo bingo.
And is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx Golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before...
There you go! There you go, Becky!
Hang on, let me get this straight. Right, so for good causes, I'm basically sitting here while Becky spits water all over my jeans.
Yes. Saving Africa, that's all you're doing. Okay, taking the kids.
As long as I'm doing my bit.
All right.
Okay, the next one, water please.
Hang on, can I just say, I'm going to text myself because I'm watching this and this is funny. Okay. All right, I'm going to text the word Chris to 70011 because this is genius.
Can everybody please give some money?
70011.
Think of my jeans.
Chris. Yeah. If you don't give money to Comet Relief, give it to Dave's wardrobe.
Yeah. Okay, right. Ready for the next bit?
Yes.
Okay. Water, please.
Fresh mouthful of water there, Becky.
And here is Dave talking to Joe Wiley on a train.
We're a bit worried, actually, because when we came down on the train yesterday, it was raining most of the way down, and we just thought it was going to be a washout. But at the risk of jinxing it all, and I'm touching wood everywhere...
No,
oh, no, there's another clip for Scott. At the risk of jinxing it all, and I'm touching wood everywhere...
Oh, they did all right.
They did good.
Well held.
I've never found myself funny. I can sit through that. It's not a problem.
All right. More water, please.
More water, please. Have you found Cliff, by the way?
Okay, amazing. That's good. All right.
Oh, no.
Now, that's going to come last. Mm-hmm. Pardon the expression. Seriously? You've got to be kidding me.
Right, I'm just going to go and get my phone. I'll be back in a minute.
Get your phone, get an umbrella.
Thanks, Edith.
Edith's going to go and text this... Becky proper goes. Yeah. She
I'm
proper
so
blows,
sorry.
Didn't she?
Oh,
yeah. She really does. When she blows, she really blows.
It's like that... It's like a cartoon. All right.
Okay. Oh. Ready? New water.
I've got it all over my face. That's not even Dave's, that's mine.
New water,
I
please.
Myself.
New water, please.
You should get those Macs that they have for the log flume.
What's it, Scott?
New water, please.
There you are. That's nice. Right, get a fresh mouthful, you kids.
I'm onto my second cup.
Why? What can I tell you?
Okay, so you've got water in?
Mm. All good? Mm-hmm. Becky?
Just letting Edith
back. What's that number again?
700011. Text the word Chris. Fresh mouth full of water. Come on, Dave. Okay, come on, here Becky. We go.
And here is Jamie Oliver talking about going to the White House.
What?
Really?
What's funny?
This one is amazing.
Oh, you only heard this? Right, okay. You remember this?
Oh, my God. Before you've even played it, she spits all over me.
Becky, can I just say, by the way, if you can laugh, you can, when you do laugh, you bend over and you're spitting into the bucket. If you just go forward, you'll spit in Dave's face.
No, don't.
And I will text all night long for comic relief if that happens.
I've got to be in these. No.
Just pack it in. You can sit in your pants in the middle of the night. Who's going to know? Right. Fresh mouth of water, please.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
This is good one, Dave. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Feel free to just let it out.
Do you know what, Becky?
Me.
I can't wait.
Right.
Okay.
All right, take a big gulp full of water, you two.
And now over to Jamie Oliver, and here he is talking about going to the White House.
Today, for me, feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door, really. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Cheers, buddy.
That's all over his face!
This is my favourite one ever.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay, one more.
Do you know, I think I preferred it when you aimed for my jeans.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think this is what Richard Curtis had in mind, but listen.
No, it's fine. Anything that raises money, you know?
All right.
Okay, last one. Come on,
last
Dave.
Last one.
No, it's fine. I'm enjoying myself.
Water, please.
Okay. See, okay. If I was Dave, I'd just spit in Becky's face anyway.
No, he's
I
can't too believe it.
Yeah,
polite.
He is. Look at that. Edith's now got a rain protector on.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Get a mouthful of water, Dave.
Ready?
Get a gob full, Becky, love.
Right. And here is Cliff Richard talking about Elvis.
What?
Just
stop
Becky's
it.
Gone already.
Because you've heard it before.
Yeah. Poor Dave.
We're the only thing on Radio 1 right now. And we're on the red button.
Oh my goodness. Now, this is also unfair. Becky's heard all the things. As soon as you mention it, she spits on me.
Mm-hmm.
Text the word Chris to 70011.
Okay.
Well, saving Africa.
Here is...
Hang on.
And places in the UK.
Dave's protecting himself with Greg's pink shirt from earlier.
Well, what a way to do it. Mm. Okay, so...
So here...
Mouthful, Dave. Get it in your mouth.
Okay.
Get it in your mouth, Becky. Get it in your mouth and close your mouth.
Here's Cliff Richard talking about Elvis.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Dave managed to keep it in, he did it right.
Well done.
So did Becky. Well done, that is innuendo bingo at its very, very best. I've got to be honest with you.
So who wins that exactly?
I think we were the winners, I really do.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
As long as that results in a significant contribution to our pot.
I hope so.
If that made you laugh, text the word Chris to 70011. You may now make yourselves dry.
It doesn't matter if you love him. Or capital H-I-M.
6:30, by the way. Is this any use for you, Scott, right? I said Keith Chegwin should cover it, doing We Were Born This Way, hey, right?
Yeah.
And I found out to you about this. He recorded it, and he sent it in, and we haven't played it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of behind the scenes. In fact, it was Reese going, Keith Chegwin, we've got a copy of the Mirror, I'm going to loo. So... I thought that'd be funny.
Does he steal yours as well? Because he steals my Heat magazine.
He steals our Daily Star.
Exactly.
I can't read it after he's taken it to
the
loo.
No, I can't. I always feel a bit dirty. I don't want to touch it.
He comes in.
Can't open the pages.
You got a copy of the Mirror. I went, oh, don't take it to the toilet. And he gets offended. But it's like, that's, well, you know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Half 11 every day.
Yeah. Never touch the office of copy of Heat magazine, by the way. Never touch.
You can set your watch by him.
Yeah, you can.
No, you really can.
Anyway.
Hello, viewers, by the way. If you're watching the red button, we've got a little treat for you. If everybody watches the screen in the studio and everybody watching at home or wherever you're watching, here's some of Becky's highlights from earlier on in the show. Let's take a look at those. Here we go. There she is there. There's Becky. Let's have a slow-mo.
Slow motion, nice innuendo slow motion. Bingo.
Just Dave's face. It made me smile.
And again, Becky, here we go. And there she blows right in Dave's face. Saving Africa. Saving Africa. That's what we're doing. And let's have another one. And... Oh.
I think that was the one that hit Edith, who was sat about two metres away.
That was a big one. And here comes another one right in Dave's mush. Let's go. Oh, no.
That was a...
I was being polite on that one. I just went...
Just on the jeans.
You aim for the jeans.
Yeah. We've got to put that as a video highlight so far. You know.
Sorry, Dave.
That's all right. You know, I feel that I'm doing my bit for good causes and whatnot.
Well, well done. That was very funny, you two. And I reckon we probably just earned a lot more money.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Right, got more music coming up after we get the latest entertainment news with Tulip. What?
Do we do news at six?
What? That's the wrong one.
Oh, the one really?
I put in there for you.
Oh, did you change it?
Sorry.
Is this serious news or fun?
It doesn't matter.
Is this entertainment news?
It is entertainment
news.
It's fun news.
But I was playing a serious news jingle.
It's news, but fun.
Yeah, fun news.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine.
It's kind of like the lighter end of news.
I can't find it.
I wouldn't worry.
Where did you put it?
Sing it.
Hang on a second. Hang on, Tulip. I'm really sorry.
I can sing it.
It's quite all right. That's a serious one.
The fun one. How does the fun one go, Tulip?
Entertainment news with Tulip. Feel free to find
entertainment news. He doesn't know.
It's the entertainment news on your page. Entertainment news with Tulip Mazunda.
There
you go. Do you want the real?
I wouldn't worry. I think the moment's passed.
Any sort of fun sounding track, Pete, but not the one you just played, is great.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh God. All right. We'll do entertainment news. You ready?
Yeah.
Radio 1.
And here's Tulip with the entertainment news.
And now he's posted this message on his website.
Dog speed, my good soldiers. I gave you my word. This warlock bats 1,000%. You know by now my promises are golden. Hashtag fastball. I am bringing my violent torpedo of truth. Defeat is not an option show out to you in the battlefield. If you're winning, I'll see you there. Trolls need not apply. You all suffer from sheenus envy. Buy your ticket, take the ride, and the ride will take you. Surge forward, Sheen's cadres. Ignition, liftoff. Bye.
No UK dates for the tour yet, but apparently...
Oh, what a shame.
But apparently, he does want to tour Europe. You'll be pleased to hear. Nicole Scherzinger looks set for the number one spot this Sunday with her single Don't Hold Your Breath. She topped the midweek charts, which Greg and Dave and Chris revealed earlier. The Wanted are at number two with Gold Forever, and Someone Like You by Adele is at number three. That is it from me tonight. I'm going to go home to bed. Natalie's here tomorrow for the Big Five with Fern and Chris and Dave, who will have been awake for a very long time by then.
Winning. Winning. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag tulip. Hashtag flower. Smell. Fragrant. Nice. Home. Bed. Cookies.
Bye.
You know that? Is that that tulip?
The craziness continues. Yes, that was very good, actually.
All right, thanks. I like that entertainment news. Welcome.
I've got a new total.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, I do.
Oh, well, hang on a sec. Do you want to hear it, tulip?
Yes.
Man, she just doesn't care. She wants to go
home. No, I've been... closely.
All right, go on. Get out of it.
Previously, I told you that the total was £157,704, which all goes to Comet Relief.
Yes.
Does this include innuendo bingo?
I don't know.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis. I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Thanks, Cliff. Circle. The new total is... This is brilliant.
Really?
£179,950.
Wow. Yeah, beat that, Pudsey Bear.
Thank you very much.
Wowzers.
That's brilliant.
That's immense, isn't it?
How much is it? Let me write that down.
179,950.
That's great. So, I tell you what, that's, how long are we on with Mr. Jam for? 2 hours?
Yes.
I reckon we might hit 180.
I reckon.
Reach for the stars.
Think we might do it. That's right. I'm telling you. Oh, that is good.
Really good.
And because of all the people who texted and said thank you, let's play our Charlie Sheen song.
I'm a tall, freaking rock star from Mars. Biddy, come on, bro. I got taco blood. Biddy, bottle my brains and be like, dude, can't handle it. Went there, everywhere. I've got a list. Got me so thirsty. From the epic win to the desperate that win this. Chicken nugget. Biddy, bubble gum.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted Adonis blood, Biddy, father thug, Biddy, giving needed women caresses and hugs, Biddy, childbirth, him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Duh. Winning, winning, bow, 12 second rush down from Mars, Biddy, come on bro, I got attack of blood, Biddy, borrow my brain and be like, dude, can't handle it,
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think you know when you went and did that TV show, Living with the Huff? Hello. It's there on a plate. Yeah.
Living with Sheen.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen, giving a big shout out to Chris Moyles.
Hi.
And Zero Comedy Dave.
Hello. Hello, Charlie, we haven't got time for you. I'll talk to Scott.
Do you know, he would make Hasselhoff look quite normal and down to earth, wouldn't he?
I would love to do that.
How about you introduce the Hoff to the Sheen? The Hoff.
I bet they must have met.
Sheen.
They must have.
I don't think Hollywood could cope.
It's a volatile combination, isn't it?
Hollywood would implode.
I wouldn't like that much.
Hello, Hoff Sheen. Yeah. Hashtag Hoff Sheen. Sheen Hoff. Hoff Sheen. Hashtag Hoff Sheen. Sheen Hoff.
Oh, or do the trilogy and do Hoff Sheen and also Steven Seagal.
Oh, there you are.
That's what you
throw
want.
Paul O'Grady in the middle of it. That'd be brilliant.
I think the Hoff is in town. We should get him in.
I've never met him.
I've never met him.
What do you mean you think he's in town?
Well,
you know he's in town, don't you?
No.
How do you know? Do you know? Are you meeting up with him? Are you going to army training with the Hoff tonight?
No.
Are you seeing him tonight?
No.
You seeing him tomorrow?
Maybe.
Have you made plans? Is he staying at yours?
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right.
They tried to do that on the show and I said no.
All right.
My doors aren't big enough.
Yeah, he's
well, there you go. Innuendo bingo, anybody?
Not what I've heard.
It's BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hello.
Hour 13.
Hour 13 we're in. We've been on the radio for 12 hours and 15 minutes.
Well
and
done.
We're asking you to give us some money for Comic Relief. If you would like to help us with that, it'll cost you £1 in your standard network message charge. Text the word Chris to 70011. That's Chris, 70011. Like numbers on a phone. Huh? A phone of truth. A phone of giving. Text the word Chris to 70011. That'll be £1 to Comic Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill, pays permission. Full terms and conditions. And today, donate online. If you want to give any more, I'm turning into Charlie Sheen. I can't help it. The faster I speak, winning. More on the same level. Winning! Donating! Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So give us some money, please, to Comic Relief. Text the word Chris to 70011. Thank you so much. You're very, very generous.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for Comic Relief. Hour 13.
Oh, it's our Cheryl there. God love her. Allard is a big bedwetter.
She's had an interesting text come in saying that...
And before that, the Strokes, by the way, of course, under cover of darkness. Yes, Dave?
There was a text saying that whoever's wearing a hoodie in the studio was clearly just checking out Edith's bottom. And they caught... And I'm just looking around and there's only one person...
That was Boss Rob.
Oh, was... Oh, really?
Yeah, not me. Well, I haven't been in it. I've just been out for some air.
They'd recognise you, though, wouldn't they?
Well, of course. Hello, obviously.
No, that was Bob.
Sorry, I thought that all fingers were therefore pointing towards you.
No, because, I wasn't in the studio.
Because you're and inadvertently, I might have dropped someone else in it.
So you're saying, so what are you saying?
Well,
if it wasn't me,
yeah, well,
who else is in a hoodie?
Somebody wearing a hoodie in the studio was clearly seen on camera looking at Edith's bottom.
That was Rob.
And
Rob.
You're saying it was Rob.
Mm.
All right, okay. Mm. Well, anyway. And that was Becky, by the way, that dubbed Rob in. Hi, Rob. How are you? He's doing that, it wasn't me, but he's got a big smile on his face of a man who's just seen a pert bottom. Uh-huh. I mean, if it is pert, I'm assuming I haven't seen myself. I haven't looked. Bailout. Winning.
Winning.
Oh, man. Almost time for you to go home, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming with you, actually.
Brilliant. Thanks for the
support. Thanks, everybody.
Becky, do you want to stay?
No, I'm okay.
Right, fine.
Anything?
Yeah.
Just
shout.
Drop us a text and I'll bring it back for you.
Thank you.
I'm only up the road.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Edith.
Can you bring back a change of mind? and then we can go.
I'm going to bring you some of that tea tree shower gel stuff that really wakes up your bits.
Oh, the stuff that makes it tingle.
Are your bits feeling tired, Chris?
Not what? It.
No, not really.
No, I mean... It's
not the first place I feel tired, is it you?
No.
Speak for yourself.
Normally...
It does make everything tingly, though. I've used that stuff before.
Mm. Listen, thank you very much, Scott Mills, for letting us come and be on with you today.
No worries, it was really good fun.
Thank you, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. And tomorrow, say it next time with a bit more feeling. And then... tomorrow, back again with Scott. Me and Dave will continue all the way through the night. Mr. Jam is up next. We're going to do a live summer cast with One Extra, which I know is a highlight of my career. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be with Mr. Jam, which I'm really looking forward to, actually. So thanks, Scott. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Right, and we'll be on. Me and Dave will be on again next. This is Example and Won't Go Quietly on Radio 1's longest ever show ever.